I'm going to read while we stand. Just follow me on the screen or in your own Bible. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 7. I read from verse 1 to 4. We're going back to the series we started before we had a slight break during Easter. The Bible says, when the Lord, your God, brings you into the land which you go to possess, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. I pray that the Lord bless his word, and sudden destruction will not be our portion. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. Our enemy today are not physical per se. We face a devil that we need to overcome, and we can only overcome by the power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just as the children of Israel took their journey from Egypt to the promised land, you and I also, we have a journey. We have a journey where we must come out. We must come out of our old self, out of the dominion of evil, into the promises of God. And it all happens by faith. Praise the Lord. Every step we take by faith towards God's promises are going to be very challenging. Definitely, they will be challenging. But they are not insurmountable. I know that of a certainty. Amen. Who art thou, O mountain, against Zerubbabel? It says you shall become a plain ground. Every barrier before you, anything that is holding you back in your mind, in your spirit, in your body, they are going to be destroyed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Don't let what you see discourage you. It's very easy to allow the carnal eyes, the natural eyes, to dictate your actions towards obeying God. Don't be discouraged. You have a choice. Your choice, my choice, I have made a choice. My choice is faith rather than doubt. I choose faith over doubt. Praise the Lord. The children of Israel on their way came across many, many temptations as they are going towards the promised land. And many times they themselves were the tempters of God. They were the tempters of their leaders. They tempted Moses to the point whereby anger showed up in Moses' life. Hallelujah. If we look at the teaching of Jesus Christ on prayer, we are taught to pray against every form of temptation. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and 13, in that prayer model, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Every temptation has a spirit behind it. Every temptation has a spirit behind it. In Christ Jesus, we have the ability to resist temptation. In your flesh, in my flesh, we have no strength. We have no strength over temptation. We have no strength to resist temptation. Because the power of temptation controls emotions. It controls the flesh. I pray whatever temptation that you are facing today, God will give you victory over them. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Falling into any temptation is like falling into a very strong web. It's just like a spider weaving his web and catching small animals. They can't escape. They try to fly, but they fall back in again. Falling into the web of temptation is to trying to get up and falling again, and trying again and falling again. I pray that God will break every power that has captivated your heart contrary to the will of God in Jesus' name. Amen. To overcome temptation, the first thing is not to fall into it in the first place. But if you are falling into it, you have to cry. Cry to the Almighty God. Cry to Jesus. Call the name of Jesus. Plead the blood. Because that is where the ability to break the power of sin lies. Satan does not use just one kind of temptation. He uses different kinds of temptation. Just like we read, or we will read, in Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 to 9. The third temptation, he tempted Jesus Christ. He tempted Jesus with lust and greed. Matthew 4, 8 to 9, it says, and again, the devil took him up on an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Lust and greed for material things are one of the major, major instrumentation of the spirit we want to talk about today. We've been talking about the seven giants you need to eradicate that wants to stop you from inheriting the promises of God. As God made a promise, Satan will do everything to deny every child of God that promise. And that spirit today is the Canaanite spirit. Lust and greed are the material things. Lust and greed on material things are the instrumentations that the Canaanite spirit uses. Some of the instrumentation the Canaanite spirit uses to deny the children of God their goodly heritage. We shared briefly with the workers this morning. Canaan is the second son, the middle son of Noah, who uncovered the nakedness of his father, and his father cursed. Ham is the father of Canaan. Ham was the one that uncovered the nakedness of his father, and Noah cursed Canaan. Canaan was the fourth son of Ham. And he called him servants of servants from generation to generation. Like I shared with the workers, divine injunctions may not happen very quickly. But I tell you, It may take time, but it will still happen. Canaan, the son of Ham, became the father of many of these spirits that the Lord wants you and I to eradicate. I want you to show for us on the screen Genesis chapter 10. Genesis chapter 10 from verse 15 to 20. Canaan begot, that is, gave birth from his loins, Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth. Heth here is the Evites. Verse 16 says, he's the father of the Jebusites, the Amorites, and the Gergashite. The Evite, Et is the Etite. Verse 17 says, he's the father of the Evite, the Archite, and the Sinite, the Arvadite, the Semarite, and the Amatite. Afterwards, the families of the Canaanites were dispersed. They spread. 19. And the border, watch this. Where did they spread to? And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as you go toward Gerar, as far as Gaza, then as you go toward Sodom, Gomorrah, Adma, and Zebulun, as far as Lesa. These were the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their language. They are Semitic people. That is, they had various languages, just like they have various characteristics to carry out the agenda of Satan, because Canaan operated throughout under a curse. Let me tell you something. Let me clarify something here, church. I'm taking you somewhere, so please listen. Because a wicked person lives in a place does not mean the place is wicked. Praise the Lord. Because God promised the children of Israel the land of who? Of Canaan. He says, a land flowing with milk and what? Honey. They were merchants. They had money. They were rich. But they were evil. They carry a spirit that works against everything that God stands for. Part of the Canaanite spirit is the spirit of Mammon. Mammon is the only spirit that God puts side by side his worship. How do I know that? If you look at Matthew 6, verse 24, Jesus said, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. In the Message Bible, it says the same thing, except Mammon was interchanged for money. You cannot worship two gods at once. Loving one God, you'll end up hating the other. Adoration to one feeds contempt for the other. You cannot worship God and money both. Somebody will say, but I don't worship money. But when money takes priority over God, anything that takes priority over God is a worship. The spirit of mammon is a spirit stronger than you and I. If we don't submit to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if we don't submit to kingdom lifestyle, the spirit of mammon will control this generation today as it has been coming. The worship of mammon is on the rise. There's no more fear of God. People will get money at any cost. People will go after money at any cost. The Canaanite spirit is a spirit of greed. Greed is meant to be in the world, not in the church. But greed, that spirit, has found its way into the church, not just in the pew, but also on the altar. That spirit says, the more you get me, the more satisfied you will be. But you must have found out that the more you get it, the less satisfied you are. Many men of God are parading their personal success beyond kingdom advancement today by what they have. Please don't get me wrong. God did not say pastors should be poor. Neither did God say that the church should be poor. But when money takes priority over the word of God, when money takes priority over the things of God, we have a problem. The spirit of mammon is the spirit that alienates from God. Why are many people not in church today? Because they have to walk. Anything that separates you from God wants to destroy your life. Anything. And you know the way it happens is gradual. It's a gradual thing. It's a gradual thing. It's a gradual thing. That spirit, the Canaanite spirit, is the spirit of debt. It's a spirit that humiliates. Debt is a humiliator. The servant, the borrower is servant to the lender. The Bible says the rich rule over the poor. The servant is the borrower is a servant to the lender. So whatever job you do, you are working for your master, the money that you need to pay back. Everyone needs to come to a realization, children of God, don't borrow. It's a decision you have to make. It's a personal decision you have to make. Don't borrow. Borrowing will humiliate you. There is no good borrowing. Because you are a borrower, you are afraid to go to the post. Christians Creditors, lenders are writing and writing and writing. Final notice, final notice, final notice, final notice. You are more afraid of the person who lent you money than you are scared of obeying God. Let me tell you something. There is no system built by man that is better than the will of God. No system built by man can outlast God. That's why I know that the spirit of Canaan, the Canaanite spirit, the spirit of Mammon, the spirit of borrowing is dying today in this place. My wife and I, we looked each other in the eye and we said we will never borrow again. No matter what, we will never borrow again. We will wait until we have the finances for what we need. It's either God provided miraculously or we save it up. I found that there are many things we borrow for we don't actually need. You forget that that credit card you signed up for is not your money. Swipe, swipe, swipe. Spirit of Canaanite. Praise the Lord. This spirit is a spirit that corrupts your faith. When you think about what you owe, then you won't pay your tithe. When you think about what you owe, you won't sow seed for your future. You'll be looking at, pastor doesn't need it. No, you are not giving it to me. You're not giving it to me. Praise the Lord. You are giving it because God requires it. Even many times when it doesn't make sense to you. The Canaanite spirit has the ability to choke the word of God from any believer or in any believer caught in his web. Look at Matthew 13, verse 22. Jesus said, when he was talking about the parable of the sower and explaining it, he says, now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world, the Canaanite spirit, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. That will not be your story. Amen. Abraham was adamant when Isaac was going to get married. He called his servant. He said, put your hand under my thigh, his most intimate place. And swear to me that you will not take a wife for my son Isaac from Canaanites. Genesis 24, 2 and 3. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you shall not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. I live with them, but my children, my grandchildren, must not come from them. Hallelujah. Because they are evil. They carry an evil spirit, an evil spirit. I was reading the other day, one of the richest men in the world, Warren Buffett, said that people look at money But they don't know the story behind it. That the most important thing in your life is not the money, but it's the relationship you have. Especially the woman you marry as a man. Especially the man you marry as a woman. If you marry the wrong person, you are done for. The Bible says beauty is vain. You need a spouse that will encourage you to do the right thing, that will encourage you to do the will of God, that will encourage you to obey God, that will encourage you not to be frivolous. You need a spouse that will encourage you. Let us pray. Let's teach our children the ways of the Lord. Not the one that says there's a party in town, let's go. Every Saturday, there's a party. The one they didn't even invite you. I don't know what a child of God is doing in club. Going dancing in the club. What are you doing there? Oh, well, God didn't say we shouldn't go to a club. Maybe you've not read your Bible. What agreement has light and darkness? What are they doing there? Smoking, drinking, lewd women, skimpily clad, dancing seductively, blowing smoke in your face, HIV dancing in your presence. Praise the Lord. You think, yeah, I'm enjoying life. There are many enjoying it in the grave and in hell right now. Don't take my children. Don't take a wife or my son from that place. Go to my house. Go to my family. You know why? Because the Canaanite spirit will betray you. The Canaanite spirit betrayed. The Canaanite spirit was taken from Ham. He betrayed his father. Hallelujah. He betrayed his father. The Canaanite spirit is a spirit of deception. I was listening to a guy. I shared a little bit with the workers who called himself a prophet, who said that the sin of Adam and Eve in the garden was sex. Because people don't read their Bibles, they will take it hook, line, and sinker. In the same breath, the guy said he came to America to preach, and there was a woman whom he healed. He was the one that healed the woman. Now the woman said, man of God, come, I want to give you a car. I want to buy you a Mercedes Benz. He said, according to him, that the Holy Spirit told him, don't take it. He said, but the woman will not let him rest. So he followed her to the dealership and collected the car, but ran away from the woman. If you like, run 20,000 miles. You said, Holy Spirit said, don't take it. But you are smart enough. May God have mercy. In Jesus' name. God have mercy. Hallelujah. From the scripture we read in Genesis chapter 10, where the children of Canaan spread to Sodom and Gomorrah, they corrupted the place. They corrupted it with homosexuality, corrupted it with lesbianism, corrupted it. The world today is corrupted with bestiality. As if homosexuality is not sin enough. Even governments in the world are reducing the age of consent. What authority does a school have to teach your children and mine about sex? Is it the school's responsibility or the parents' responsibility? I hope your children's school will write you a letter before they do that so that you can opt out. I'm not going to hand over my parental rights to a teacher who does not know her left from her right. That's the spirit of now. The spirit behind every form of sexual perversions. The giant whose head must be cut off and terminated totally. The Lord said, you must destroy them. Don't mingle with them. Before you, if not, you'll be caught in their web. Was the same spirit that operated in Esau to sell his birthright for now gratification, food. Did I not say it's a humiliating spirit? It's the spirit of deception, Mammon, that called Gehazi, who had to run after Naaman. Naaman himself was a Canaanite from Assyria. His master said, don't collect anything. But he went behind his master. He collected leprosy. What about Achan? God said, tell every one of them, don't touch my tithe. But Achan, the Bible called it the accursed thing. Because anything that belongs to God that you eat is a curse. God said, you must not take anything out of Jericho. You know why? Jericho was the number one of 10 cities Israel was going to conquer to enter into the promised land. But Achan took of the accursed thing. That spirit took him over. He robbed God's tithe. He lost his life, but he didn't lose his life alone. His wife lost her life. His children, everyone related to them. Immediate families. The Canaanite spirit is the spirit of covetousness. The spirit of acquisition. Have. Me. And many servants of God, they have been caught in it. I mean, God have mercy. Servants of God demand the kind of honor and respect they themselves don't give God. The kind of respect and honor they themselves don't give to Jehovah God. Some call themselves so-called men of God that will end up in hell, that will want to come into church and will be stepping on human beings, that his shoe may not talk. How much is your shoe? How much are you yourself? The other day I saw online, was it not yesterday or so? One asking church members in Brazil, he has been arrested, thank God, to remove their underwear in church so that the Spirit of God can enter them. That's the time we live in. Eat snake in church. Eat grass. Drink petrol. Pesticide. All kinds of nonsense. Miracle by iPad. I telephone God. Because people are gullible. They will not study the word of God. They will not look at their own Bible. The same spirit that destroyed the memory of Judas, his existence and his memory. 30 pieces of silver. Lot's wife was so entrenched into it that she couldn't let it go. It was a web. When God was delivering their family from Sodom, say, don't look back. She couldn't help it. She had to look back. The Bible says she became a pillar of salt. That same spirit caught Lot too at the end. The spirit of incest. The Canaanites are the ones that will sacrifice their children to Molech. Brethren, anytime you slightly abandon righteousness, the Canaanite spirit will swoon in. It will find its way in. Where did it start from? It started from the garden by deception. Deception. Deceived Eve. Deceived Adam. Remember, it's the spirit that turns a person's back away from God. Pursuing mirage. He will promise you heaven and earth, but it's all mirage. Anything Satan gives, it will take more than 8 times 20. If that person does not lose their life in the end. One Ghanaian guy who calls himself a preacher. Number one, is an error to say, oh, this is the picture of Jesus Christ in church. The Bible didn't say we should do anything like that. And start bowing to it and say, oh, it's a holy relic. The Notre Dame that burnt in France. Oh, they said the guy who takes care of the place has two responsibilities. To rescue two relics. The crown of thorns that Jesus wore. This one was gold. The one they have. Monuments. Monuments that are empty, filled with dead men bone, rotten bones. They value that building more than they value their soul. The moment it was burnt down, billionaires were just pledging money to rebuild. To rebuild what? It's the pride it stands for. Not God. And somebody says, oh, they saw Jesus in the flame. In your imagination. The devil is a bastard. I tell you, the devil is a liar. Look at what Paul said to Timothy. It's a lengthy scripture, but I have to read it. And please read along with me on the screen. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verses 6 to 21. This is what Paul said to Timothy. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Not contentment, because contentment doesn't mean don't aspire. Praise the Lord. He said, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be therewith content. But they that will be rich will fall into temptation and a snare, that I must be rich by all means, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts. That's why people do sacrifices to get rich. He said, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money, that's the Canaanite spirit, is the root of all evil. Which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is in these times he shall show, which is the blessed and the only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only had immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. He said, charge them that are rich in this world, not in Christ, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Oh, Timothy, oh, Wisdom Assembly, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have heard concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. Listen, there is nothing wrong with doing business and making profit, but don't let profit take your heart. When the devil tempted Jesus, there was the final thing Jesus told the devil on that mountain. In Matthew 4, verse 10, then Jesus said to him, when Satan said, bow to me, worship me, I'll give you all of this. Jesus said, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, the grace we have from God is not for self-gratification, but for the glorification of God. Everything I am, everything you are, everything we are, whatever we will ever become, God must take glory. God must be number one. I'm not telling you what I want you to do that I'm not doing. No. This is what I strive for. This is what my family is. This is what I teach my son to strive for, and my daughter. Let's rise up on our feet. You can tell the devil today and say, Satan, I changed my mind. I changed my mind for falling for your deception. I changed my mind for following you. Jesus turned down the devil. Will you turn him down today? To live a life of faith, not to allow the Canaanite spirit to overcome you. Rebecca said to Isaac concerning Jacob, I am weary. Genesis 27, verse 46. Can you quickly show us? And Rebecca said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. I told you who Heth is. If Jacob takes a wife of the sons of Heth or daughters of Heth, like those who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? What will posterity say about you and I. I want you to talk to the Lord. I don't know what the Holy Spirit ministered to you today in this scripture. But are you one who will say, Lord, give me victory over every temptation of Satan? Everything Satan is using to lure me. There are rich men who lure young girls with money. They end up corrupting and destroying their lives. Will you ask the Lord today to take over your heart? The hymn now said, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my heart, is this thine all? Will you talk to the Lord? Take my heart. Take over my heart. Take over my mind. Take over my totality, that my life will glorify you. I don't want to be used as a guinea pig for the Canaanite spirit. I don't want to be used, oh Lord, and fall into deception of covetousness. Nothing we brought, nothing will we take. Why will we die for what we did not bring? Why will we die for what we are not going to take away? Lord, help me.